Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, Honor Widows That Are Widows Indeed. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad that you're on tonight. We're going to dedicate this show tonight to our special loved one. We all have missed them dearly. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to be by our side like Jason Nelson said in his song, Forever, and that you are committed to us and that you will never leave us. He also said in his song that you are committed to us and you will never leave us. Nothing in this world could make you walk away, no matter what life can bring. You will always be by our side, no matter what we face. And he also wants us to know that he will love us forever. And forever is a long time. It's not short, but it's a long time. It's forever. And he will love us forever and always be committed to us. I would love to also read a poem. And the poem says, Heavenly Rose. I wonder, is there a Valentine's Day in heaven? For the one I love is there. I would love to send him some flowers to let him know how much I care. I would love to say I love you and hold him gently in my arms. Just to make him smile once more, dear God, is all I ask. So if flowers grow in heaven, Lord, pick a rose for me. Present it to the one I love. then kiss him gently. Tell him how much I miss him, and in my heart, he'll always always stay. He'll always be my Valentine. Not even death can take that away. I wanted to read that because that's special, and I know today has been very difficult for many of you. But just know that your loved one still loves you. It's still there. I know, I'm sure some of you maybe felt his presence today. But I hope that you were able to enjoy, that you were loved on by your family and friends. And I hope that I will be able to continue to do that tonight with you all. And listening to Jason Nelson and knowing how much God loves us. God has taken the place of our husbands, and he will love us forever. He will never leave us alone, and he will always commit to us, whatever we may be going through in life. He will be there for us. Well, we have a special guest tonight. We have one special guest, and she is one of the co-authors from A Widow's Touch. We will continue with that series of getting some of the co-author to come on and talk about their story. And this story is a very unique story. And our guest tonight, her name is Vanessa Wingo. And Vanessa, I hope that you still live in Stone Mountain?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you did. You still live in. Yes, and she is going to come on in a few minutes and talk about her story. Her story is on page 49, and I love her title, the title that was given for her story. And the name of her story is Love in Black and White. Vanessa, I'm going to let you come on now and talk about your story. Love in Black and White. And you can explain why, what that title means.
Okay, Mary, thank you very much. Like you said, I'm Vanessa Wingo. I happen to be from New Jersey. And I met my husband, Robert, when I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. It's called Love in Black and White because I'm a black woman and he was a white man. And it started off like this. I was a dance teacher at a recreational center, and he was a basketball coach. I remember that first day I went there, he asked that I am a nurse. And the reason why he asked was because they were trying to check people around for if they had scoliosis, and he thought I was a nurse, and I said, no, I'm the dance teacher. Well, I thought he was kind of cute. I was like, oh, that's cute, white boy. Anyway, he kind of was into me, and he would ask me out, and I was like, no, I can't do that. And being honest the way things are, you know, as far as black and white, I was concerned about his family. You know, his brother was married to a black woman, so I felt a little more comfortable. But he kept asking me out, and I said, no, gotta be all cute. After a few times of asking me out and me saying no, he stopped. And I remember just as clear, I went to the gym where his basketball, where the basketball players were, and he was bouncing that ball. He was going to pick up. He didn't give me the time of day. And I hurt my feelings. And I was like, hey, you know, how you doing? He was like, fine. I said, I'll go out with you. And he said, okay, I'd love to go out with you. And that's how it started. And the thing about our relationship is this. I came from New Jersey. I came from an area where there's a street of black people. We had 10 black families in the whole town, mostly white. And my husband, Robert, was the east side. He was only one of five white students in his school. So we were totally opposite. But we got together. It was heaven. He was a godsend. He really was. I loved him so much. Everywhere we went, somebody knew my husband. We went to Florida one time, to Disney World. There were tons of people, maybe a million people in the Disney World. And sure enough, somebody said, "Hey, Wingo." Everyone knew him. Everywhere we went, everyone knew Robert Wingo. I love him. We got together. We got married. We have a son, R.J. Robert Jr. Also wound up having a granddaughter, Dana Wingo. He passed when she was a year and a half. But without him, he was my life. He was married for over almost 28 years. I loved every moment with him. And when we got together and he passed on January 29th. And Valentine's Day is like almost like 2 weeks later. I was so upset. And Brenda, I sang in the choir. She told me that there's a widow's ministry and asked me to come with her to a Valentine's event they were having. I was, you know, just grieving because it had been almost 2 weeks since my husband passed. I decided to go, and it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. The widow's ministry, they helped me. I didn't know which way to go. The Valentine retreat brought a smile to my face. They gave flowers out, packages out. A guy was singing. It was just so much. The sadness I had came with happiness. You're a godsend. You were a godsend for me. I didn't know which way to go. And I continued to be with them. But we went on trips. They told me what to do. I didn't know what to do legally as far as what to do, how I can repair things. But my husband did everything. My husband drove me around. He fixed things around the house. And all of a sudden, he's gone. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to turn to. I didn't know who to trust. But the women, the widows, if I had a problem with a certain mechanical or whatever, somebody said, "Oh, I have this person. You can contact this person." So I was able to get some relief there, too. So the widow's ministry was a godsend and continued to be a godsend for me and other widows. That's about all I have to say right now. You have any questions, Mary?
Yes, I want you to tell some more about your story.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you about
tell about the situation that happened in Walmart.
Oh, yes.
And talk directly into the phone.
Okay. What happened was it was going up to Thanksgiving, and before Thanksgiving, my husband, Robert, and I would go to Walmart, and we'd get our food and everything we needed for our Thanksgiving feast. And when he passed in January, it was almost a year, going to Thanksgiving, and I decided I'm going to go ahead and continue on and go to Walmart and get the food for this Thanksgiving feast. And as I was shopping, I was okay at first. Then I started to feel anxious. It felt like something was coming over me. I felt like a wave. I could barely catch my breath. And then all of a sudden, I started crying, boo-hooing in Walmart. People were looking at me. I couldn't move. Children was looking at me. Adults was looking at me. I was crying. I didn't know where to go, what to do. People were coming up to me asking, could they help? And all of a sudden, I just called Brenda. Brenda, who got me with the Widows Ministry, I called her on the cell phone, crying, and she asked what was going on. I told her, I just can't move. I'm upset because my husband's not here. And she said, where are you? I said, I'm at Walmart. And I told her which Walmart. And she said, I am in the parking lot at the Walmart. God sent her to that spot for me. Because I was drowning. I was physically drowning. I don't know if anyone else has ever dealt with that. When all of a sudden your emotions, because you're so sad that your husband has passed, you don't know where to go or what to do, and you're just frozen. I was frozen at Walmart. And Brenda was in the parking lot and came to me and rescued me. She comforted me. He got me over my spot. I could not move. I was crying. I was so upset. It was like a tidal wave, like I was telling them, was coming to shore to swallow me up. Basically, that's where I felt. And I couldn't move with this tidal wave coming over me. And that's the feeling I felt. But Brenda was there. I tell you, it was a godsend that she happened to be in the parking lot where I was losing my mind, and she came and comforted me. There have been other things I've dealt with. After my husband died, people come up to you, they'll say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I know how you're feeling, things like that. And that's the last thing I wanted to hear. And the people from my church came. I was in the kitchen, and they were trying to tell me what needed to be done for the service, and I couldn't hear a thing. All I said to hear was blah, 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 blah. My mind was spinning. I was so lost. And that's one of the things, maybe not only me, but other widows may have felt, that when you've lost your husband, and you're going through so many emotions, and people are trying to tell you, you know, they understand how you feel, or they're trying to tell you what you need to do, and it almost goes in one ear and out the other. For me, it did. That's another thing that I had to deal with when my husband passed. Do you have any other questions? I know that.
Yes. No. You're okay. Good. I wanted you to talk about those things. Because I know some of the ladies probably have experienced some of that, are still experiencing emotion as far as crying and not being in control of their feelings. But
right.
One thing, I'm going to go back to that 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks after your husband passed, and you were encouraged by Brenda. Brenda is a part of our ministry, by the way. And I think she's listening to support you tonight, Vanessa, on the line. But it was really amazing that you decided it was nothing but God intervened. You decided to come, because most widows that I've spoken to over the years, the 20 years, they would not, most of them don't even want to talk to me after 2 weeks. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to anyone. They don't even want to be called a widow. And to come to a Valentine party after 2 weeks after your husband, was gone,
right.
I mean, that was a lot. But God encouraged you to do that. And you, just like you said, that was the best thing that happened to you, because you were embraced by the things that were happening at the party. You know, we had someone to serenade you guys.
Right.
Flowers and chocolate and all that stuff. And you saw where you know, that there was a support group out there that could embrace you with what you were going through. But like I said, God has people. Had Brenda, you both went to the same church, and Brenda encouraged you, and you said yes. And that was your first journey that God put you on to encourage you and help you through this journey of grief. God doesn't even though these things happen to us, he does not just leave us alone. He just not forget about us. And sometimes we feel that way because we feel so lost or empty or lonely or whatever the situation is. But right there, that experience showed you that God was in it. God was going to walk with you. Just like Jason Nelson said, I will love you forever. That's exactly what he means. He's committed to you. I know some of us said, if he didn't let my husband die, he wouldn't have to be committed to me. But we go to life. No one was promised to be with us forever. But just knowing that God will be with us forever. So right then, 2 weeks after, I mean, most ladies, you're really the only one that I can think of that came to this ministry in 2 weeks. Most of the ladies have come later, like months later, 6 months later, a year later. I have had ladies I'd called right after they had their spouses had transitioned, and they were not ready to talk to me, so I'm not ready yet. And sometimes they didn't come back until 6 months, or even a year. Everybody has a different timing. But you came 2 weeks after, and God knew you needed to be with a group at that particular time. He knew what you needed. So it was such a blessing that Brenda was there for you and got you here where you needed to be, where God wanted you to be. So that's the thing that I wanted to express, that 2 weeks period. Because like I say, most of the time, I've spoken to widows throughout, the beginning. But as far as them coming, sometimes I've never met the widow that I've talked to over the telephone. It's more or less I've spoken. Yes, there are many times I've never met them. Because they were not ready. They did not want to come. Because they didn't want to be labeled as a widow.
Widow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wow. I see that.
It's like that. So everybody goes through grief differently. And I thank you. Vanessa, and once she got involved with the ministry, I want to say to the audience, when she got involved with the ministry, she was involved. And bless also, she was there for others. She has a bubbly smile and go get, bubbly smile and also like to tell jokes. So she was always there for others who came in and seeing her with that smile and just knowing that one day you will be able to smile just like I am. So Vanessa has been a blessing. Now I am going to say some other things about Vanessa in a few minutes before we end this, but I wanted to talk about her being a widow. But God blessed her later on in life, and now she's no longer a widow. And Vanessa, I want you to tell us how many years that you were a widow and when you how you met your second husband.
My husband died in 2009, and I knew my future husband in the past. We were together years ago, and we wound up getting together 40 years later. What happened was this. With being a widow, there's some things you want to do, and you want to go out to dinner. You want to go out to a movie. This is just for me. And doesn't just with a male, doesn't have to be affectionate, just something to do with a man. Go to the movies, go to dinner, something like that to make me still feel like a woman to me. And what happened was I lived in Georgia, and Johnny lived in Florida, and I have relatives there. And I asked my cousin, does he still live there? She said, no, he was deceased. And then she came. I was upset. Then she came back and said, no, that was his brother. He is alive. I said, okay. Then she said, he lives in Georgia. He lives in Georgia. And I found out that his wife had passed. The funny thing about this is my husband, Robert, was a football coach. And Johnny, my now husband, was a football coach too. And I live in Stone Mountain, and there's a park in the back of my house. And at one point, my husband and my future husband were both coaching a football team at the same time, and I didn't even know it. Didn't even know. Long story short, we got together, and now we're married. All this time, he lived right in Georgia. He played football with his kids right in my backyard. And that's not a godsend. I don't know what else to say with this.
Right.
It was just meant to be. God just sent him to me.
and there was someone that you already knew. You didn't have to go through that step.
Right, I didn't have to go through that. It was somebody I knew. Right, and I'm finding that a lot of people who marry later on in life usually are finding the people are evolved or getting married to the people that they knew when they were younger or previous. And that's a lot that's happening a lot with the people. So after we got together, I found that that's pretty common. And now we're married. We've been married 7 years. And I love him very much, and he loves me. And it's never too late. God will send you your mate, your soulmate. Pray on it, and he'll do the rest. Because I'm blessed to have him in my life.
Yes. May I ask a question? Do you ever think about Robert?
All the time. All the time. Now, I might be unconventional because as far as other women are concerned, but I have one son and grandchildren, and my husband was coaching my son a lot of different t-balls and footballs. So pictures are up. I have pictures of my husband around the house. I sure do. With my son. And I welcomed my future husband, because his wife passed. I told him that it's only appropriate that he also have pictures of his wife. So he has a picture of his deceased wife also in the house, because even we still love them. I'm not going to take the pictures and put them in a box. They're right there because they're a part of our life.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vanessa, for telling us, being very transparent in talking about your story. And ladies, it's in The Widow's Touch. If you do not have a copy of The Widow's Touch, please, you can go to Amazon.com and purchase the book. It's $14.99. And listen to these stories. I'm going to have some more ladies on next week and tell their stories. And reading these stories does encourage, I think it will encourage you to know that how they got through it. And you can do the same thing too. So just knowing that this book is very encouraging. Many ladies said, I put it by my bed and I read one story at a time. I might read one tonight and I might read one the next night, but I just do read one story at a time. And maybe that's what you can do the same thing. I don't expect you to read the whole book at one time, but when you're feeling, lost or lonely or whatever, pick up the book and read a story, because I'm sure it'll be very encouraging to you and let you know that you can get through this time in your life. And tonight I wanted to show that you can also love again. And just like Jason Nelson said, that God loves you forever. Not to get married again, just knowing that God is there for us. That love that he has for us is forever. So that is all I have for tonight. And thank you so much, Vanessa, for coming on and talking about your story. It's a beautiful one. And there's so many other beautiful ones in the book. And thank you again. And I'll be talking to you real soon. And I don't know who I'm going to have for the rest of the week, rest of the month, but just tune in. Same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And I just ask God to continue to encourage us and walk with us through this journey of grief and just knowing that he knows how we're feeling. He knows what we're going through. So he's right there. Just open up your heart and ask God to be to come in your presence and let him walk with you through this journey, because it's a long and lonely journey sometimes, but he's right there by your side. And I'm going to play Jason. Vanessa, what you said?
That's correct.
Yes, he will walk by your side. So he has been there for you from the beginning, you know, having Brenda there. Right at the same Walmart, that is a blessing. He showed you right there that he will never leave you, not forsake you. So all of the things that you have talked about tonight, it's God. You can see God's love in it, and still there with you right now. So good night, ladies, and thank you all for tuning in again. Be blessed, and I hope that your day was a wonderful day and it wasn't too sad. Just ask God as you lay your head on the pillow to help you to be able to have sweet dreams in spite of what the day is. The day is only a form of love, but at the same time, God's love lives forever. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Be blessed.
I'll be